agriculture building is incredibly old. It's meant for STEM students. All my poli-sci classes are in it, which should go to show how it's not meant for STEM students anymore. So the life sciences building, which is a multi-million dollar project, would replace that building effectively in its function. The only thing is that we, as an institution, are competing against all other institutions for capital improvement projects. So that's GBC, Sierra Nevada College, TMCC, they all have their own requests. So that's a UNR admin thing, as well as UNR government affairs, to like show up for support for that, because we're in competition. What else? Oh, tomorrow there's an interim meeting for the Committee of Education. I can't go to Carson tomorrow, unfortunately, but I will be attending, or my advocacy director will be attending virtually, because the state treasurer, Zach Connick, will be giving a presentation on the effectiveness of public scholarship in the state, which I really am enthusiastic to hear, because I would not love it if I heard that scholarships like the Millennium aren't effective. So I really want to hear what he has to say, so I will report back what I find. But that's all I'm working on for now. There's obviously going to be more coming up, and we can talk about it more in subsequent meetings. Sorry for the lengthy explanation, but you did ask, so I will tell you.
Senator Noble.
Thank you so much, Director Baskov. It sounds like your department is doing amazing work. I do have a follow-up question for Chair Clausen. Will you be attending any of those meetings?
Not that I know of, but Amanda and I can chat offline about that, because I do think it's important to have that representation of students there. And since we have a direct branch of students, I think that maybe involvement would be good. So we can chat offline about that. Senator McCall.
Just a really quick clarifying question about the Fleshman Ag thing. So is life sciences going to replace the whole Ag building?
I should have been clear about that. They're not like demolishing Fleshman Ag. It's going to stay on campus. The life sciences building would be around where the new parking lot is being constructed, like around that area. Mm-hmm. It would replace Fleshman Ag in its function, because Fleshman Ag is meant for STEM students and meant for research, but it's not really a good building for that anymore. And I hear that there's like lab equipment closets and stuff. So it'd basically be a state-of-the-art, better space for research and STEM students to utilize.
Okay. Are there any other comments and announcements at this time?
By the way, that's if we get funding for it, which genuinely doesn't rest on the shoulders of government affairs. That's also a university thing, and we are in competition with NG and all other institutions. So fingers crossed. We'll see how it goes.
Any other comments and announcements? Senator Michael. Okay. Any other comments and announcements at this time? Okay, moving forward on to agenda item number 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Speaker Thompson?
It's Andrew Thompson for the record. I just wanted to come in here and say thank you guys for all of your work this summer. I know that DCE is the most involved over the summer just because of all of the events that happened at the very beginning of the school year. So I just want to say I appreciate the work that you guys put in and the time that you put into meeting and for planning things like the service fair and getting things like the Veterans Luncheon plan, just because I know those are all coming up soon. So you guys have been doing great work.
Is there any additional public comment at this time? Okay. Seeing none, let's move on to agenda item number 10, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 7:57 p.m.